Police say they may take unprecedented legal action against Millwall Football Club after fans went on the rampage following last night's defeat in the First Division playoffs. Around 50 police officers and almost 30 police horses were injured when several hundred people rioted, burning cars and attacking police with bricks and fireworks. Here's Helen Wright.
Under a hail of bricks and stones, mounted police charge a crowd of hooligans filmed by a colleague. From the air, footage from another police cameraman reveals the sheer scale of the violence. Up to 600 football fans scatter as officers push forward. Scotland Yard says this was a pre-planned assault. The trouble after Millwall's Division 1 playoff left 47 officers injured. Their superiors may now sue the club for compensation.
We will be calling Millwall FC into Scotland Yard. We will also be asking the Football League to come to Scotland Yard. And we will be taking legal advice to consider whether or not it is appropriate to seek recompense.
26 police horses and 24 riders were hurt last night. An artery in this horse's leg was cut after it landed on a car when a flare was thrown. Outside the New Den today, the aftermath of an hour of mindless violence. In neighbouring streets, a smashed car in every driveway and workmen boarding up windows after a terrifying night.
They were charging down here, all these people. The police would come down on horses and then they'd back off. Then they'd run back again. And they were throwing bangers and things and frightening the horses and one thing and another. It was pretty horrendous.
Though the club's jurisdiction ends at its gates, officials say they do feel a moral responsibility for what goes on outside the ground. If police have their way, Millwall will also have to take a financial responsibility. Though the chairman says that's an unrealistic expectation.
Well, I don't think there's any sanction as far as the football club, because the football club does everything possible. Within the confines of the football club and the area of the football club, nothing actually went wrong.
The club has, however, pledged to ban for life any fan involved in the violence. Helen Wright, ITV News, South London.